Is it your grandfather?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He used to and worked on it.
He retired?
Yeah.
Let's see. Worked at the construction plant. I can stop writing in just a minute. How about your father's parents? Do you know where they were born?
I think they were born in Georgia, too.
Mm-hmm.
And, my granddaddy worked as a painter.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandma's housewife, she used to work at Scripto, too.
Mm-hmm. Is that how your father got the job?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess so.
And you're not married, I assume. Right, okay. Are there very many married kids here?
Not that I know of. I don't know nobody married.
Are there any at all?
No, I don't think so.
Now, sometimes kids get married and then stay in school, but I guess they don't too much. Can you tell me a little bit about the neighborhood where you live?
It's probably apartment houses. And, just a lot of kids around them and just play football.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that, sports, but mostly.
Mm-hmm. Has the neighborhood changed very much since you've been living there?
Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
Stayed the same way. Nobody moved in, nobody moved out.
How long have you been there?
About 6 years.
Mm-hmm. Where did you live before that?
A place called on Commercial Avenue by Bankhead.
Mm-hmm. How many different houses have you lived in?
Two.
Just those two?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you draw me on, just on the back of here, just kind of a rough floor plan of the house where you grew up? I guess that would be your first house, just so I can see where the rooms are.
If I can remember.
It doesn't have to be good or anything, because by the time I copy it, it'll be even worse. How many rooms does it have?
Talking about the old.
Mm-hmm, the old one.
One bedroom. Four.
Mm-hmm. And what are the names of the rooms? Go ahead and draw while you're talking, if you can.
Bathroom.
Uh-huh.
Kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And living room and bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
I say that. Bathroom probably right here.
Mm-hmm.
Then you come out to the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Bedroom. Living room.
Okay, could you put LR for living room and K for kitchen? I guess BR for bedroom, B for bath, and BR for bedroom. Okay, that's good enough. Was that an apartment or was it a house?
House.
Mm-hmm.
Very small house.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, now, as I guess Miss Cantrell told you, what we're interested in really is just how people in Atlanta talk. Because we're interested in a lot of different places, but Atlanta is what we're interested in right now. And so some of this is just to see how you pronounce words. And sometimes it's what words you use and different expressions you might use for things. So then just to see how you pronounce the numbers, would you count to 15, please?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Good. And the number after 19 is?
20.
After 26?
27.
After 29?
30.
After 39?
40.
After 99?
100.
After 999?
1,000.
After, I'm going to have to look, 999,999, would that be right?
A million.
That's right, okay. And then if there were a line of men, and the man at the end of the line was the 11th man, you'd say the one in front of him was the?
10th.
Okay, so if you started at the beginning and counted back that way, you'd say?
1.
You know, starting with the ST on the end, you know. The 11th is at the end, and at the beginning is the?